It's the radio segment that's trying to work with local law enforcement to create a new program called S9 units.
What's that?
S9? Is that a canine?
Instead of canine units where dogs take down criminals, he just pulls out a cage and 16 squirrels chase you down and gnaw on your legs.
It's actually more frightening to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute, too.
Oh, no. They're going rabid. He's got a bunch of nuts in his pocket. Yeah.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Yes. And those other nut jobs just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Oklahoma. You know there's going to be trouble when I start Laser Stories with this sentence. But last week, after their Thanksgiving meal, a family of four was drinking alcohol and playing Monopoly at the same time.
Oh, no. Two things that don't mix.
Ew. So, not surprisingly, an argument broke out when one of the adult sons named John got into it with his stepfather.
Uh-oh.
And according to the report, John was unhappy because his stepdad owned all the railroads. John kept landing on them even though he was dead broke.
Uh-oh.
It's ruthless. When you do this to their family, it's like, I will bankrupt you.
Yeah.
I will take all of your money and put you on the streets.
Yep, that's exactly what stepdad did. Wouldn't give him a break on the rent.
Come on.
So John flew into a rage, knocked over the game board, turned over furniture, and then took the fight outside.
Kapoya, kapoya.
Oh my God.
So far, sounded like a pretty normal game of Monopoly to me. But at some point, John was cut on the head, and he responded by chasing his stepfather and stepsister down the street and then pulling out a gun.
Okay.
I don't remember that game piece in Monopoly. Yeah. Is that one of them?
But pun intended, go to jail. Go directly to jail.
I see. I thought he was going to pull out a thimble.
He did fire a shot, but thankfully he aimed at the ground and no one was hurt.
Okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Then police showed up and he got arrested for assault with a deadly weapon and was sent to the Tulsa County Jail.
$200.
Yeah,
in case you're wondering, he was told not to pass go and not to collect $200.
Yeah. Sorry, Beachy, your joke, Jeff.
Those Monopoly jokes, they're so good. Anyway,
they're so low-hanging.
Afterwards, his stepsister said she was bummed out about the whole thing.
Was she?
Not because of the violence.
Because her stepfather still owned all the railroads.
Well, they were hours into the game. They never finished.
Flipped the board.
That's tragic.
Never get that time back.
Time to start over. Staying overnight.
This next Laser Story is out of the land of laughable lawsuits.
Okay.
We haven't heard of any of these in a long time, I think.
Yeah. Well, maybe you've already heard of this one, but a woman in Florida named Amanda Ramirez is making headlines by suing Kraft, the makers of Velveeta's microwavable shells and cheese cups.
How dare you sue them?
Yeah.
So, why is she doing it? Well, she claims she bought the product several times over the past couple months because the box says the product is, quote, ready in 3.5 minutes.
Yeah,
it's like you...
The cups.
So it's like you add water, pour in the cheese, and then you're done.
Yeah, you need some, like... Yeah.
But she says that's not true, and the company knows it.
What?
I said she claims the company, Lil Jon, is intentionally misleading the public about the time it actually takes to make the mac and cheese.
He's yelling at the sound clip. Okay.
He understood that time. He heard.
So there's a 4-step set of instructions printed on the box, and the microwaving alone takes 3.5 minutes.
That's
apparently what Kraft was referring to, but Amanda argues the box implies the whole process takes that long.
I'd be ready. It has to cool down for forever.
How much longer could it take, though? You just have to, like, undo the lid.
Brooke is cool with misleading the public. It's fine. So,
I'm with Brooke, though.
What does all the time and trouble and mental anguish of all that worth?
Yeah.
Well, Amanda says she's asking for more than $5 million in damages.
Wow. They say time is money.
It's
apparently
reasonable.
Her time is worth a lot.
She's like, or I'll settle for 4 free boxes.
Yeah.
The lawsuit also admits if the box said it takes 3.5 minutes to cook instead of ready in 3.5 minutes, then there'd be no problem.
Oh,
duh.
She wouldn't have all this anguish.
Wait, so she may have
stress.
A case.
As for the company, Kraft says it plans to defend itself against this frivolous lawsuit.
Kraft released a statement. It just says, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
His next Laser Story is out of Slim Down, Trim Down Central.
Oh, I'm trying to be here.
Right now? It's the holidays. Get out of here. I don't want to be here.
Dieting season is just around the corner.
True, after the holidays, works right.
And most of us know new diets come with complicated rules and lists of food that you can and you can't eat.
That's why you shouldn't do them.
I hate
the no pomegranate diet.
Wait, wouldn't pomegranates be good?
Nope, not on my diet.
Not on the no pomegranate diet.
Not on the no pomegranates diet.
But this one is simple and delicious. A strange new study just came out claiming that simply eating potatoes can help you lose weight.
Get in my belly!
All carbs?
What? I don't know. Go visit Ireland. See how it's working out.
Potatoes do have some vitamins and nutrients.
Sure.
But that isn't really the point. The idea is potatoes are low in calories and they're really filling. So eating them means you're not going to eat as much food in general.
College staple meal of mine.
Yeah, like, but honestly, they're just, all potato is a boat for other things, right? So like it is a carriage for sour cream, for butter,
for cheese,
chili.
Oh,
I mean, like potato by itself, ugh.
Brooke made my mouth water.
Well, during the study, they replaced portions of people's meals with mashed potatoes, potato wedges, potato salad.
Oh, they're even fried them.
Scalloped potatoes.
Oh, they're putting cheese on them.
And they claimed it helped. One researcher said people tend to eat the same weight of food regardless of calorie content in order to feel full. So if you just do potatoes, then you're good.
Yeah, I try to eat broccoli and I'll eat like two bags, like little microwavable bags, and I'm like, God, I'm just never going to stop eating.
Yeah. And so much chewing.
I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a nice thing about mashed potatoes. Don't have to chew them at all.
Oh, you just swallow down the gullet.
There you go. You're welcome. No more vegetables, only gravy-covered hash browns.
Yay! Hey, potatoes are vegetable.
This next laser story is out of Science Central. Believe it or not, there are researchers out there who are working tirelessly to improve our experience with restroom urinals. Said that weird. Urinals.
Urinals. I don't know. I don't use one.
Urinals.
Believe it or not. Yeah. I know there's a lot of rumors out there, but I don't use one.
Well, yeah, I can see Brooke squat over a urinal.
Apparently, they've just had a major breakthrough.
Is the breakthrough they're disgusting?
Well, one of the biggest problems with urinals is the splashing issue.
Yeah,
you get a little splashback.
And your guys'
aim.
Well,
she's right, actually.
They claim they've developed a new design that can drastically reduce splashback.
Okay.
Wow.
Unlike a standard rectangular urinal, this one is tall and narrow, and there's also a triangular opening that extends back to a crease against the wall like a bullseye.
Double rainbow.
I love the bullseyes. God. I always aim for it.
The fact all this is necessary.
So,
just like
that can cut down on splatter almost 97% if you can hit the narrower target.
That's the problem.
It landed right in the cup holder. Right in the cup holder.
You gotta have a strong
that
urethra.
Was tremendous.
Oh, still going. You guys just get distracted. I mean, I didn't understand how much spray there was until I had a little boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My God. I'm like, the toilet. Pee. You're so close to it.
Now you understand our struggle.
Oh, my God.
The new design was just presented at the annual meeting of American Physical Society's Division of Fluid Dynamics in Indiana last week.
Oh, wow. I missed it.
I know. I was planning to go.
No. I bet the after parties there were just.
I know.
Alexis and I were going to do what you doing at the fluid scientific.
Yeah, darn it.
Oh, well.
So anyway. Always next year, guys.
Alexis.
It's too early to say when you might start seeing these new urinals, but I think I speak for everyone when I say this country is ready to end the era of the splashback. Okay, well, maybe not everybody is ready for it at the end. This guy enjoys a little bit of splashback. These laser stories has come to an end for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Friday.